in front of your house.
Oh, no. That's right.
You probably wouldn't call it.
No.
The wheat is tied up in two
bundles.
Mm-hmm. The bundles are piled up into and all the bundles you pile those in.
I don't know what you call those.
We raise 40 blank of wheat to a acre.
40 bushels?
Yes. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You thrash the oats.
Yes. And if you and another woman have got to do a job, when you tell her about it, you say, you and
I will have to do the job.
Yes. And something we had to do today, just the two of us, would say, we'll
have to do it today.
Yes. And you would say,
we can do it together?
You
and I can do it today.
Mm-hmm. And if you're speaking to him, just talking about him, you would say, the job is for
both of us to do?
Yes. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over.
Some friends.
Mm-hmm.
They and I are coming over. If it's one person, I say he and I are coming over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so they say, it's
I.
If they're talking about you, then they'll say, it's
Mildred. It's my friend.
Instead of using your name, they would say it is.
Oh,
it is. No, see, they're talking about you.
It's she.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And if it's more than one person, then they would say
it's they.
And then if it's a man,
it's he.
Yes. comparing how tall you are, you would say he is not as tall as
I.
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as
tall as he.
Mm-hmm. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it much
better than I.
Yes. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you would say, 2 miles is blank.
2 miles is all he could go?
Mm-hmm. If something belongs to me, you say, it's blank.
It's hers. Or it's yours.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if it belongs to both of us, you say,
it's ours.
Yes. And if it belongs to a man, you would say,
it's his.
Uh-huh. People have been to visit you, and they are about to leave. And you say to them, blank, come back again.
Please come back again?
Yes. And, if you were talking, do you know any way else you could say that?
Come to see us again? Would you come to see us again?
Yes, that'd be okay. now, if someone's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about the wraps, you would say,
where are the wraps?
Or if you're just talking about a particular set of people,
where are their wraps? Or where is your wrap?
Mm-hmm. If you talk about more than one,
where are the wraps?